Message number 639. Humility is more than just the acceptance of suffering. It is a powerful means of defeating evil. Thursday, December 13, 2012 at 06:11 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, the gift of humility must be earned. It must never be confused with cowardice. It was because of my own humility that Satan was fooled and as such lost the right to win all souls and curse them with eternal damnation. Satan is arrogant, boastful, deceitful, and full of self-love and hatred. The battle for souls was won through the act of humility when I, the King of mankind, allowed myself to be belittled, tortured, scorned, mocked, and tormented by sinners infested with the hatred of Satan. It is impossible for the beast to feel humility. He knew of the power of God and how tough his battle against his children would be. He expected me to not only proclaim the word of God but to demonstrate my authority amongst men by declaring myself before them in an exalted state of majesty. Even then he was confident of defeating my mission. What he did not expect was my refusal to condemn my executioners or the humility I showed. My failure to engage with my tormentors meant that they had no power over me. My tolerance of the scourging, mocking, and persecution only further diluted the power of the evil one. He never expected this and tried everything, including physical torture, to get me to renounce the human race. It was my acceptance of my death, the sacrifice made by my Father to permit my crucifixion, that man was set free from sin. This was the first battle fought and won. This is how the second battle will be fought, to bring humanity back into my kingdom so that they can enjoy eternal life. He, the beast, and all of his fallen angels tempt many souls so that many are deceived and do not accept my existence. Many of those who do are fighting hard through the temptations placed before them to ignore my call at this time from heaven. Then there are those who pose as servants in my church who are planning along with the elite group to destroy millions. They will do this by blocking my word and then by physical persecution. Their final betrayal against God's children will be witnessed by all. The souls I am most concerned about are those atheists and young people who have not been taught the truth. I urge all of you to acknowledge me, your Jesus, to bring them to me. I surround them with my light and protection, and I will fight the evil one right up to the last second for these souls. You must march forward, my brave disciples, and try to block out the evil which surrounds you. If you engage with those who are desperate to stalk this mission, you will fail me. Why, you may ask, are these people so desperate to block my word? The answer is that it has always been like this: where I walk, where I talk, and where I am present. Move and keep close to me. My power will cover you and you will be protected. But do not take your eyes off me, because there are many who will threaten you, insult you, try to trip you up. When you hear the arrogant but disorderly verbal rants thrown at you, you will know what to do. The more determined your adversaries are in trying to convince you that it is not I, Jesus Christ, the King of mankind, who speaks with you now, then you will know that I am truly present amongst you. I walk with you as you stay close to me. Your silence and refusal to engage with those taunts will keep you strong. Let those who shout abuse and ridicule my holy word do what they do. Pray for them hard, for they are in need of your help. Think of it like this: Look at all of these people as if they are gathered together in a room and that they are only little children. When you look at young children, you feel a deep love because of their vulnerability. You see the reliance they have for their parents and guardians, and you feel overwhelmed by the love you have in your hearts for them. Some of these children will behave according to what they have been told is the correct way to behave. Others show cruelty to the other children. And while you may be appalled by their behavior, you know that you must correct them and then punish them if they continue to refuse to behave properly. Above all, you still love them no matter what they do, as they are the precious children of loving parents. This is the way my Father feels for all of His children. It does not matter what they do, because He still loves them. But He will not allow some of His children to destroy His other children, and He will punish them, but only so that He can reunite His family. When you pray for those who offend God and who hurt His children, you cause terrible suffering to Satan, who loosens the grip he holds over the person for whom you pray. Humility is more than just the acceptance of suffering. It is a powerful means of defeating evil. By praying for those who torment you, you bring me a great gift of true love. A special love from me, your Jesus. I will continue to instruct you, my disciples, so that you will remain strong and faithful to my teachings. It is in these times of great apostasy that my holy gospel and my message is now being given to prepare you must be spread throughout the world in my campaign to save souls. Your Jesus.